Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage. Hey.
Here we come. Welcome back. Happy Thursday. We are back and live from the studio at my house.
There are no cats in here. I'm doing a little better this time.
A little better.
Oh my gosh. I wasn't going to mention the cats.
And you did. You took it to the kitty cats.
Sorry, I can't help it.
Hey, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, take a second, like, subscribe, and rate, please, you guys. That literally, like I said, helps us. Go do it right now. YouTube, Apple TV. What? Apple TV, Apple Podcasts. I was like, what? Apple TV? That doesn't sound right. You can't do it there. Do it really, really fast and then head back to where we are right now.
Yeah. Please subscribe on YouTube as well. I do have a little candid review to read from Apple Podcasts.
Okay.
This was brought to you by Junction 10N. She says, he says, really the only podcast I listen to anymore. They never miss a beat for being as candid as they are and always bring a good energy to every episode, no matter the topic. And they're even better in person. Highly recommend giving them a listen. Hashtag straight candid.
I wonder who that is then, if they said it even better in person. I wonder.
Cute.
Oh, that
Let
was
us
nice.
Know. Let us know.
What straight candid do you have for me before we go into this episode? Because I am extremely, extremely excited to jump in, but I didn't want to give you a little taste of what's coming yet.
Straight candid moment?
Yeah. What did I say?
I don't know.
What planet am I living on? Like, where am I floating today? Am I at Mars? Am I further? Pluto?
Oh, good to Mars, baby. Okay, you go first.
Okay.
Bish?
Okay, so, okay.
What's your straight candid moment this week?
Straight candid moment, and I have to relate it back to a TikTok because I have to. It's the only thing I can relate it back to. Do you guys know the TikTok? I asked you guys because we got Adam and Jackson in the house. The TikTok of the girl who comes out and like it's a trend and they like drop their like clothes and she comes out and flashes her boobs or titties to her man while he's on like a Zoom meeting.
Yeah. Okay.
So I've been gifted with the same trend in my own home.
Oh, yay. That's
Jordan,
exciting.
Happens to not flash his nipples, but he runs by while I'm on my Zoom meeting the other day with his little booty cheeks out, little hairy butt crack.
I'm sorry, but like boobs and a boy's hairy white butt cheeks are just not parallel. They're just, there's no parallel. Like, is that supposed to turn you on?
I wonder why their butt cheeks are so white compared to ours. I'm not gonna lie. Like, why? Because they really have never seen the light of day. Not like mine really do.
They're like almost translucent.
You could like see the hair follicle going in. You're like, oh my God.
I have like a love-hate relationship with boys' butts. Like they're kind of so ugly, but they're so cute.
Sometimes they're cute in like a Lulu jogger.
Yeah.
And then when they're naked? Bare running by when you're on a Zoom call, it's a little different.
Oh, that is a good candid moment. I love that.
Side note, random. But I had toppers this weekend because Jordan and I went to a wedding.
Oh yeah.
And it was not as good as I remember. Like not as good as I remember.
That's because Toppers is drunk pizza only. Were you sober when you had it?
I wasn't sober, but I clearly wasn't the level when I had it when I was in college.
Yeah.
Because I used to fiend for that shit.
And you're like, you're eating it, your eyes are closed out from the bar, and you're like, this is the best pizza I've ever had.
No, literally. One time I fell asleep after I got Toppers. I forgot that I got it. I fell asleep with it in my bed.
Oh,
I rolled in it.
Easily have done
rolled
that too.
It. Yep. Rolled I woke up, I had like meat sauce all over my fucking onesie. I'm like, okay.
I do love chicken barbecue toppers pizza. Adam, that's your kind too.
Adam's nodding his
Y'all,
head.
Y'all, first of all, shout out Adam coming down today,
all
helping produce. Jackson in the house. We got our straight candid producer boys here today. It's awesome.
I hope Ellie comes soon.
Yeah.
Straight candid moment.
My straight candid moment, a little short. This weekend, I ended up out at a bar with a 50-year-old woman, and
Wait,
we were dancing together on the dance floor.
We were dancing.
Her name's Darcy. Shout out Darcy. She's now a listener.
I want to meet Darcy.
I honestly want her on the podcast. So I met her at this cooking class.
Okay.
I was on a little date.
Oh, the cooking thing that I did too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It was really cute. It was at Cooks Across Crocus Hill in North Loop, but made some burgers and corn on the cob. You know, cobby in season.
Corn on the cob.
So yeah, this woman that was there, we started vibing, and she was asking me about the podcast. She's single, 50 years old. She was telling me about her dating life.
Oh, that would be interesting to hear.
And I was like, you should come on the podcast. And
that
she goes,
would be interesting.
I need to talk about women's pubes. I need to talk about dating over 50, freedom after 50. Freedom. And next thing you know, me and Darcy are grinding on the dance floor.
No,
the
you were not.
Really, really fun, actually.
You always have these fun stories of being out. I swear to God, these things never happen to me. I'm just like floating at the loop. I wave. I'm like, I saw my uncle there. Like, very cool, Sid. Quiet. Now go away.
I don't know. I just get myself in these situations.
I love it.
It was fun.
You guys, we have a meaty, amazing episode. Meaty meaning there's going to be a lot to it. Rekaya Jordan is blessing us and coming on our podcast. Shout out Ellie, our intern. She introduced us, but I'm not going to even jump in and tell Rekaya's story because we've only heard like the start of it.
Yeah.
But Rekaya has had some traumatic life events happen, and she's had loss, and she's had to reinvent herself and reinvent the way she lived her entire mm-hmm. life. And you'll know exactly what I mean when she comes on, but I don't even want to steal an ounce of what she wants to talk about at all.
We're gonna leave the floor to her, so I think we should just get her on here and get
going. Let's bring her in.
All right, let's do it.
Welcome, Rekaya.
Rekaya's on and she's got the mango juice, the mango can.
The mango.
We're like, do you need any refreshments? Rekaya goes, water's fine. If you got any juice boxes, though.
I know. It's like, water juice.
Water juice. I'm like, I love that. A little juice. Rekaya.
Give me that juice.
Yo, just give me the juice.
Oh my God. Wait, we're so freaking excited that you're here. What up?
Man, I'm excited to be here. Like, literally, this is actually crazy. I never saw myself in a situation like
honestly,
this.
On a podcast.
You look never. Like a natural holding that microphone. Like, do you do some freestyle on the side?
No, I try. I try. I mean, I just have to have a little liquid courage.
Okay,
fair.
Takes, you know, but I do karaoke sometimes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, at Bogart's.
Oh, wait.
Apple Valley.
Can we come sometime?
Yeah, I mean, okay. Yeah, I think they do it on Wednesdays. We just randomly pop in there, but I'm always down to sing any song. I'm like,
you're like, yeah, I will.
Play the music.
Run it back.
Hit that beat.
Okay, drop it.
Also, just make sure you hold the microphone real close to your face. Really? Yes,
I know.
There you go.
It feels close, but I've knocked a tooth or two.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's how close.
Yeah.
That's how close.
Mm-hmm. Like, literally
your teeth are really
creepy.
Nice. You would never
Thank
even
you.
Know.
Oh, well, on the backside, they're a little chipped up. Why did I hit my mouth with my mouth open? Okay. Anywho, Rekaya, we are freaking hyped that you're here. Rekaya has blessed us with her presence. We were introduced with Rekaya, to Rekaya by our intern, Ellie. Ellie, hey.
Hello.
Hi. I'm so happy you're
Ellie's
here.
Ellie's in the house today, too.
I'm so excited.
A Monday off. I get to be here.
Yay.
Finally.
We love Finally. Our dearest Ellie. So how do you two know each other then, Rekaya and Ellie?
Yeah, Rekaya is one of my best friends from home, Lexi. Rekaya is her older sister.
Amazing.
Yeah, so kind of like grew up around her. She was like the cool big sister
Aww.
For everyone. And yeah.
You know, I'd keep them in check.
Yeah. Keep them in check.
Like, you're like,
y'all know what to do. I'm like, yep. But
well,
have fun.
Ellie, thank you for introducing us to Rekaya.
Yeah, I'm super excited she's here.
Yeah. Well, you guys jump in whenever you want to if you guys have questions. We have a full house. We got Adam, Ellie, and Jackson.
The whole crew.
Whole crew.
Rekaya, the reason you're here is because we talked to Ellie and we were thinking about episodes coming up. And a big piece of Straight Candid is like making sure that everybody, every person out there, no matter what your story is, no matter where you are, gets a piece of the mic and can tell their story on the mic. And we had heard about you and a bit of your story from Ellie, and we were like, we need Rekaya on here now. And we did an intro right before you came, mm-hmm. and we didn't even spill a tad of the beans. So people don't even know why you're here and don't even know who you are. So first, could you please tell the folk
Elevator pitch.
Your elevator
speech.
Spitch.
Let's hear that speech.
Let's just hear it. All right. Well, for starters, my name is Rekaya.
Yep.
Yeah, what's up?
Hi,
everybody. Rekaya. So I'm 26 years old. Also, hashtag Aries gang.
Yes. Let's go.
Yeah, you know what it is. And truthfully, so I am the oldest of six. And as Ellie had stated, like, I've known her all my life, or in all her life, really.
Yeah.
So I've been the big sister for all sorts of kids around the neighborhood, all whatever, you know, just because I was always the adult. Make sure Rekaya's with you. Rekaya, take the kids, take your sister. And I'm like, take my sister and her friends, you know? So like it's one of those things. It's responsibilities at a young age. And
I get that
right
energy
away,
from you.
Yeah. You know, like, and I just like to have fun. So I'm like, I like being with the younger crowd because, you know, I'm
they're
getting
still
old.
Fun.
They're still fun. Yeah. We're getting old. Pushing 30.
They bring
30.
Energy.
Pushing 30. Man.
We are watching. I'm on the other side. I'm 24, dogs.
Whoa. Let's slow down. Okay, she brought it back.
I know. I've been saying that lately. The last 24, like, six dogs. Episodes. I don't know what's going on. Like,
I love it.
I've been saying it the last six episodes. No joke. Like, just dogs.
No, what's going dog? On? That's
also,
Randy Jackson.
Everyone. You're an Aries. You're competitive then, I assume?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Uh-huh. I just wanted to confirm. Okay.
Yes, very.
Yep.
And that's where Alexis comes in because I've always been, like, really tough on her. That's my little sister that Ellie knows. And I just, with all of my siblings, there's three boys, three girls. So it's always been like that equal dynamic. We range from 26 to 8 years old.
Oh my gosh.
So it's like the house has always been fun. I love to be around laughter, rambunctiousness, mm-hmm. all of it. But I like the way that when I grew up, it was just me, my brother Adonis, and then Alexis with my mom. And it was like, my mom worked all the time, you know, single parent, three kids. You know,
yeah, that's
so
a lot.
I had to grow up really fast. And me and my brother were Irish twins. We're 9 months apart. He was like a 3 month, 4 month preemie, like was not even supposed to make it. So me and him have always been connected at the hip. But with us being 9 months apart, how does somebody that's only 9 months older than you take care of you, you know, type stuff like that. So
yeah.
Alexis also grew up really fast. Like she's.
She's coughing.
Sorry.
Over.
Yeah, you okay over there? Yeah, you choked on your.
I choked on my water.
Your sparkling static water
I'm
over
like,
here.
I'm like, what is going on to my left? Okay, I was like, shaking. What's happening here?
All right, I'm better.
Oh, she's okay. back. She's back.
Anyway.
Yeah. So I. There we go. So I was like, always hard on them. I was even growing up, even when we were younger, trying to be who they look up to. So then yeah. It's like coming all the way out here. We moved around a lot growing up, and then in my third grade year we moved to my grandma's, and by that time we had already been to like four or five different schools.
Okay.
So stability came from when we moved in with my granny. We were there until I was in eighth grade. So eighth grade hit, we moved to Farmington. When I tell you I did not want to live there, I did not want to live there, because you hear Farmington and farms.
Yeah, I was gonna say
it
I think
smells
of farms.
Like poop out there.
Yeah,
it smells like manure. We played yes. lacrosse there a lot, and I was like, "Whoa, it is stanky over here."
It's so stanky. Like it was like, "Whoa."
Sid, so stanky.
Period. Stanky dog.
Yes, I love that.
So it was like, we got to Farmington. I didn't want to be there. It took me, like, until high school. So ninth grade, I had the best 4 years of my life. I loved high school. Aww. Because I honestly. I'd never have cared about what anybody's thought, said, anything. I befriended anybody at any point in time. Like, I'd just live life. You know? So I just never was worried about anything that anybody else could have thought of me, because that's their problem, not mine.
So love high school, that. You didn't have any insecurities, really. It was just like you were being yourself and you were living it.
Facts. Well, okay. So I came out as a lesbian my junior year of high school. So okay. The first.
We're right in the midst of it.
How'd that go?
It actually, everybody, it was so annoying. Everybody that I told, they were like, finally, like, we've been waiting. And I'm like, if y'all would have told me that you knew sooner, I wouldn't have been trying to be over here, like, not being fully me. Like, I was, like, freshman and sophomore year, like, all I wore basketball shorts, sweatpants, hoodies. But then when my junior year came out, I'm dressing how I wanted to dress.
You picked up the fashion.
I cut my hair. I got exactly to who I was trying to be. Mm-hmm. All of that. And I'm like, yes, this is exactly what it is. And from junior year, senior year, and on, living my best life. You know, like.
You were fully you.
Yes.
Finally.
Like, my finally. My mom was like, first thing she said, she's like, at least I don't have to worry about grandkids anytime soon. I said, smack right on the dollar.
I was
going
to say,
right
true.
On the dollar, you know?
So your family was really supportive of everything.
Yep.
And your siblings and everybody.
Yep. I will everybody. Say, you have really good style now.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's got the backward hat on.
You
she's
know?
Got some tats.
Mm-hmm. You know,
explain
tats,
some of the
got
tats.
You got,
what's on the fingers there?
Okay, so on my fingers, like pinky to pointer, it's 6317. So June 3rd, 2017 is the date that I got shot and paralyzed from the waist down. It really is like a reminder to me, like there's a wheelchair on my, like the, what would you
oh
even
yeah,
call the that?
Pointer.
The part of your thumb, the between your thumb and your pointer finger.
Yeah.
There's a wheelchair right there. So it's like, honestly, a constant reminder.
Can I see?
It's like somebody getting up. So it's not like, you know.
Oh, I love that.
They're getting out of the wheelchair. Do you want to show the camera? Show the camera. So if you're not on YouTube, you should go check it out right now.
Yes.
Oh, I see like the person standing up.
Yep.
I love that.
So all of that is just, it reminds me, like, this isn't permanent. It's something that happened to me. Like, I was just really in the wrong place at the wrong time. Stray bullet. Didn't even see it coming. And it really changed everything for me.
Wow. Everything.
Like, everything.
Why don't we dive right into it? Mm-hmm. Like, from beginning to end, tell us what happened. You know, everything about it. Oops, is that mine?
No, it's
oops,
mine.
Okay. Tell us what
She's
happened.
She's like, I have to go to the state fair now.
Yeah, you're like, I'm got a piece.
Out. Sorry.
And that's all I got.
And that's it.
Bye, guys.
Until next time.
No, but tell us the story to your comfort level, obviously, and what happened, what went down.
So on June 2nd, 2017, I was at like my sister Chelsea's house and with my cousin. We were swimming, we were drinking, you know, doing what 20-year-olds do, like 22 years old. So we're just hanging out, and it was all day. So sun, drinks here and there. We go inside, we're about ready to just chill out, crash out. My sister Alexis ends up calling me and she's like, it's 18 plus weekend downtown. Will you guys come? Like, will you guys come? And I'm like, we just turned the PlayStation on. We was about to just get to gaming, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm looking at Bree and I'm like, do we go? Chelsea's like, oh, well, we'll go. And I was like, okay, well, if they're going to go, then looks like we're going. So I was like, yeah, we'll meet up with you. So we meet up with her. We go to the gay 90s. Like, that's where she wanted to go so bad. So we're all up in there.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Having a great night, like from start to finish.
All up in there.
Yes, like just the music.
That place is so fun.
Riding that penis.
Yes. I actually, one of my friends did that. One of the first times I went there, and we posted a picture of it on Instagram. And my mom, I wish I could remember what she had said. She
got confused.
Riding the penis. What are we talking about? I heard this and I'm like.
Literally.
Sid looked at me like, Sophie, you need to reel it in.
I literally thought, I was like, oh my God, that's really going for it. It's like,
no,
tell her what it is.
It's like a mechanical bull.
Okay.
But yeah, but it's like, you know,
everybody
takes pictures with sitting on it. It's got a saddle. And
they have one at, Sex World.
Yep.
Okay, got it. Yeah. I literally thought I was going to have to pass out for a second. I started getting my pits. You should feel them. Holy Christ.
I honestly will never forget the judgment in your eyes when I said that.
She literally looked at
me. I wanted to crawl inside my body.
Sorry to interrupt.
She's
this.
She's like, and anyways.
I was literally like, what is this penis? Okay.
Like, where are we at?
Okay. Anywho. Sorry to interrupt.
But yeah, so we got to the 9, and it's like, it just, we're having so much fun. Bar closed. It's 2 in the morning. And we're all like, all right, we're all like lit. Let's go to Pizza Luce. So, yeah, you know, and Chelsea and her fiance, they were like, well, we're going to leave. We're going to go to the car. Like, so they went the whole different direction than we did. So
you're in downtown Minneapolis, right? Okay. So Pizza Luce is about 3 blocks or so
from the 90s.
From the gay 90s.
And then a block from the police station.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So we go down there. We're walking down. It's like a whole group of us, like, laughing, cracking jokes, like all types of stuff. There's literally like probably 20 of us just walking on the street and with people trickling behind because that's where everybody's headed to Pizza Luce.
So there was a lot of people out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. I'm just setting the scene. I'm trying to picture it in my mind.
So many people. We get there and I'm like looking at the line and it hit me. I'm like, Alexis can't even get in here. You have to be 21 to get in here, and I'm not leaving my sister standing out here. I'm like, nah, y'all, let's wrap it up. We're going to go, like, go somewhere else. Go to Perkins. Let's see. And so we start to turn around. Everyone's like, okay, turn around. Like, we're all pushing each other back, mm-hmm. you know. And next thing I know, like, I'm arm in arm. I have my cousin in one arm and one of my best friends in the other. Alexis is, like, a couple steps ahead of me. And we're just talking, laughing, and this tire screech on the street. So we stopped, like, in the alley, and we got to looking around, like, that's weird. Like, why would somebody be going that fast right now, you know? And so then we all got to talking again, and then five shots went off. Like, it just was, like, pop, 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 pop. And I'm looking around. Everybody's running and ducking, and it's literally slow motion to me. Like, I felt like I was in a movie. I'm like... At me, I felt like I'm moving fast, but everyone else is like ducking for cover and all types. And I'm like, why can't I move? Like, what is going on? And so next thing I know, like, I meet eyes with Alexis, and she kind of like looks at me, and I could have swore, like, she's like, why is your shirt wet? Because I had a red shirt on. She's like, why is your shirt wet? And I'm like, what? She's like pointed, and I put my hand on my chest, and I pulled back, and then I just fell back. And I'm looking at the stars. And that's when it, like, hit everybody. Everyone's like, they shot her. Rakea's been shot. They shot my cousin. I hear my sister trying to call my mom. My mom didn't answer. Calls my stepdad. His phone just randomly, he never has his ringer on. And it was on full blast because my youngest brother was playing on it earlier that day. And so it wakes him up right away. He answers it, and my mom said that she had popped up because she hears Alexis through the phone, and she's like, what's going on? And Dan, my stepdad's like, Rakea just got shot. We got to go to the hospital, you know. And so he runs down, tells my brother Adonis, like, Rakea's been shot, you got to stay here with the kids, we got to go.
I can't imagine that phone call.
My mom has the worst anxiety. I never call her for anything anymore because she just never knows what it is, and it's just, I have to text her beforehand, like, this isn't an emergency, but I'm going to call you.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, because she's like, she can't sleep at night half the time because she just is anticipating something going wrong because she knows we're still out doing what we do because mm-hmm. we're still young.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm laying on the sidewalk. So all of that had happened. I'm laying on the sidewalk, and my cousin Bree is just pacing next to me. She's just like, no, 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 no. And I'm like, it's not registering to me. So I'm like, what? And then she's like, they shot my cousin. And then she starts, it's just getting even more aggressive with it, even more aggressive. And that, mind you, I feel like I've been laying here for 15 minutes.
Yeah, what do you feel like?
Yeah, what do you, do you know?
I'm frozen. Like, I can't
move. Are you
move.
Numb?
Yeah, like, I couldn't feel anything.
Could you feel the, like, wound?
Like, I didn't even feel getting shot. Like, all I felt was, like, you know when your feet fall asleep? Like, that's literally, my whole body felt like that, and I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything.
You were in shock.
Yeah, like,
your
straight up.
I'm like, turned off.
I'm like, what is going on? And all I could do was move my eyes. Like, I couldn't even move my head. Like, it was just so, I'm like, what? My brain's going crazy. So she's like getting crazy. It's like been 15 minutes. Then the police come is what it felt like. Like, it felt like the longest time. And they detained her because she was going nuts. They're like, we need you to relax. And she just couldn't. She was like, find who did this. And they're pushing all of my people back. And so now I'm just laying here in the middle of, like, a police barricade, essentially. And one of my friends, Lorena, she wasn't even with us that night, but she was trying to get to her Uber. And she had just so happened to see me laying there. So she got between them. And so she's, like, kneeling down. She's like, Rakea, it's me, Lorena. And I'm looking at her, and I'm like, hey, Lo. And she's like, you're gonna be okay. And I'm like, Lorena, I'm tired. And she's like, what? I'm like, I'm about to go to sleep. And she's like, no, you're gonna keep talking to me. And I'm like, no, like, I'm really, really about to go to sleep. And next thing I know, I'm get on a gurney in the ambulance, and I woke up a day and a half later in the hospital, and they're telling me I'm paralyzed from the waist down. Like, the most
just
bizarre.
Like, out.
Like, yeah. So they told me, my mom told me that they had to tell me a couple times because I was so hopped up on drugs. And so this was like the third time my mom had to watch me
react
to being paralyzed.
Oh my gosh.
And this is the only time that I remembered it, you know, because I woke up and I had this, like, they intubated me. So I had this thing in my mouth. So mm-hmm. I couldn't even say anything. And my wrists were tied to the bed because I guess I kept waking up trying to pull it out.
Oh.
So for me, waking up, not the last thing I remember is hearing five shots and people freaking out. I'm waking up and I'm like trying to itch my face. My hand comes like halfway and I'm like,
oh my gosh.
And I put it down and I got to freaking out. My mom's like, no.
You're
like,
okay.
You're like, you're good. And I'm like trying to get some paper. I'm like, what's going on? Like, what happened? And something had happened. Like Alexis had walked past my bed and my feet went like this, like switched to the side. And I saw it, but didn't feel it. So I'm like,
oh my gosh.
Like pointing, like, what is going on? And my mom looked at me and she was like, ooh. Rakea, like, you're paralyzed. Like, you're paralyzed from the waist down. And I was like,
what do you mean?
And I, like, didn't say anything for a little bit. And at this point, we had gotten the tube out of my throat. So now I'm, like, able to talk. So I'm, like, sitting there in my hospital room that was filled with all of my family and friends. So I'm like, okay, like, girl, you are not about to lose it in here.
That's hard. Yeah, that no. There.
So I looked at them. I said, okay. My mom was like, what? I said, I'm alive. Like, I'm good. I'm looking at all you guys like, I'm good. I'm alive. You know, like, we don't even have to get into it. So everyone was like, whoa. Like,
yeah.
Like, how? Like, you've been walking for 20 years.
You were being strong for them because they were all there.
And that's always been your role in your family.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, okay. All right, cool. And then there was a night, like, I was in there. They finally gave me my phone. And Bree, she couldn't sleep. So she's like, I can't sleep. And I'm like, dude, pull up. Like, you can come sleep in the hospital with me. Like, I'm not. So she would come stay almost every night. Like, and that's the only way she could sleep is until I fell asleep. And even Adonis, like my brother, he didn't leave the hospital unless he had to go change his clothes, shower or anything. But he was coming right back. Like, I was never alone. Nobody left me alone in that room by myself, not even one time,
that's
you know?
Amazing.
And it was like, honestly, I don't even know what I would have done if I were to have went through all of that by myself.
Yeah.
You know, like, I couldn't even imagine not having somebody I can call at any point in time and be like, hey man, like, I'm really struggling. Can you just please pull up on me and have somebody do it?
And you have that.
Sounds like you have a very strong support system and you've been strong your whole life, and it was their turn to kind of be there for you.
It totally was.
I think honestly, you are the way you are, and that is kind of like the biggest blessing in this whole situation, is that they were there for you finally too, you know?
Yeah, like,
wow.
You know, people say people won't do for you what you would do for them.
Yeah.
Like, this showed me, and the crazy part about it is I saw this like meme literally a week to that day that said, if I was in the hospital, who would be there?
What the?
You know, and I had shared it on Facebook, you know, and I'm
no.
like, who would pull up?
Are
you know?
You kidding me?
And all these people were like, I'd be there. And then sure enough, a week later, I'm in the hospital and those same people were barging into my hospital room trying to be there. Like, I kid you not, when it popped up on my memories, I was like, "What? Now, why would you put that into the universe? Why did you share that? Like, why
That's
did you,
insane.
You know?" But it was like so crazy because I got to see the people who said they would. And then they actually stepped up and they were there literally 7 days
later.
And
your people were right there.
Look,
right
at,
by
the
your side.
Look at the goosebumps on my lash. Yeah. Just holy
like,
shit.
It's nuts.
Oh, wow.
So you've had people there for you this entire time.
Mm-hmm.
So like when that moment when they said like you're not going to feel this. You're
right.
Not going to walk right now. You're paralyzed right now. You internalized that and you were like, you know what? I've got the people around me and that's what's going to make me okay.
Yeah.
Like, really, that was your reaction. Yeah.
God. Yeah, there. I don't know what I would have done. It took me, I was at HCMC for 2 weeks. Then they transferred me to Courage Kenny at Abbott. And they told me when I got there, they were like, we project you're going to be here for 6 months.
Oh my.
I said, 6 months? Now, remember, I'm competitive.
That's that Aries.
I said 6 months. I looked at my mom, and she knew I wasn't going for that. I'm sitting here. I'm like, okay, it's June, July, August, September, October, November, December. I'm like, I'm not spending a holiday here. Nope, mm-hmm. Refuse. What's the shortest amount of time somebody could be here? They said 3 weeks. I said, all right, check that. I'll be out in 3 weeks. 3 weeks to that day, I was out.
No.
I said, I told y'all. Like, I'm not playing.
Oh,
they were like, the things
gosh.
I was learning in a day took people weeks to learn.
Give us examples.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
So, like,
so
to
this
transfer. So, for me to get from here to there, mm-hmm. they wanted you to use a board to slide over, mm-hmm. but I'm an athlete. Like, I'm 5'10". I toss myself, you know? Yeah. So I'm like, I learned how to do that. I hopped over and they're like,
okay, all right.
And I'm like, okay, so what are we doing? They're like, all right, we got to teach you how to make a bed. So like, I had to relearn how to use the bathroom, take a shower, make the bed, get myself dressed, undressed, all that. Like, I had to relearn how to do all of
that. And at this point, you can't feel
belly button down.
So when you have to pee, like, these are just some weird questions I have. When you have to pee, like, could you feel that you have to use the bathroom?
Sometimes I'll get like pressure, like my stomach will start to hurt. So then I'm like, okay, then I think back, what did I have to drink? Did I have a lot of liquid intake? Because they say like between like 4 to 6 hours, I'm supposed to go to the bathroom at 6 hours if I haven't.
Okay.
So in those times, like if I drink a whole bottle of water, that's going to go right through me. And I know that. I learned that. So I'm like, okay, so I drank this whole bottle of water. So now let's see. I have maybe an hour.
That's so interesting. I've never thought about this.
You know, like, so it's everything. And I use like a self-cath. So it's not, some people have like the bag. I was not folding to have a pee bag on my leg. You know, like, I am not about it. But I'm like, so it's like a little thing. You just got lube on it. You just put it really, because so for one, honestly, I didn't know a lot about the human body.
Yep.
So I didn't know that there was a separate hole that you pee out of.
Okay. We just learned this last week. We had an OBGYN on.
Oh, yeah.
Go listen to that episode.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah, you should. It's really informative.
I had no clue. And so they're like, they're pulling this diagram out to me, trying to teach me how to, and I'm like, wait, what?
You're like, but that
I'm like, wait,
that's,
you don't pee out of here too?
It's too separate. Okay, first of all, thank you for being candid, because this is exactly what it's about. Like, get detailed about some weird shit, because, you know, why not?
It's the human body. It's facts, what you we do. All
at the same time, that was was probably like hard to be like, I have to learn how to reuse the bathroom. Like, mentally, how are you doing at this point?
Honestly, it sucks, because it's like, sometimes I had to get over this whole, I had this mental block with having accidents, incontinence, you know, like things like that. Like, I, even to this day, like if I go out to the bar and I'm like, have two drinks and whatever, and I get too into my game, like, I will literally start peeing. And all the people, I go to a bar that everybody in there knows me. Mm-hmm. So like, they'll literally be like, "Erica, hey, where's your bag at?" And I'll be like, "Oh, all right, thanks, bro." And then they'll clean up after me, and I'll just go to the bathroom. I'll change my clothes, and I'm right back out.
And you've got great people around you.
Yeah, so like,
this should totally be normalized.
Yeah, and because before, I'm like, they were telling me, you might have to wear a diaper. I said, "What? I am 22 years old. You think I'm about to put a diaper on? Oh, hell no."
You're like, no.
No, thank you. Nope, not even going to do it. So then I did it while I was in the hospital. But once I got out, I was telling my mom, I'm like, no.
I'm not doing this.
Like, I will pee my pants 1,000 times before I put this diaper on.
What was the hardest thing to relearn? Like, the biggest change in your life, the hardest thing that you had to
Oh, my gosh. So it's called a bowel program. Mm-hmm. So normally people like go number two, like how many times a day?
They poop.
Exactly. I don't know if I can.
You can say poop twice. You can say shit. You can say whatever the heck you want.
All right. Twice.
Bye, Ellie.
Bye, Ellie.
Playas to cruise.
So literally, so like people shit like 2 or 3 times a day.
Yeah.
That was me, able-bodied. I had to train my body to go once a day.
Oh my gosh.
So every morning, it's a suppository. So it's like this little like wax thing. I have to put it into my butt and wait for like 5-10 minutes. And it's like loosens up my intestines and my bowels. And then I have to sit on the toilet for an hour.
An hour every day.
Every morning. And honestly,
poop is important though.
Because man, those stomach aches are no joke.
Honestly, gut issues
and
brain. Yeah,
and I had a small bowel blockage when I first was in there. They had to give me a freaking edema or whatever.
Enema.
Oh,
thank
God.
You.
You're welcome. I literally go edema and I go, I know what that is. Yeah. And you said it. I'm like, oh that's what it is.
That's
what
I should not know what enemas are, but I do, unfortunately. But,
yeah, and
also,
I don't
we
want
do
that
talk
again.
About poop on this podcast.
Yes, I've talked about it a lot. So don't worry.
Literally,
this is not TMI. Also,
that.
side note, the reason you're here is because these things shouldn't be TMI. Exactly. They should be known. People should know that this is the real life and this is what happens. And when you're able-bodied, you take a lot of shit for granted.
Yes.
A lot.
Literal shit
for granted. That was so good. Yeah.
I didn't have my damn microphone.
No, you
out.
Did it. Oh, yeah,
I
you
it
did.
Next time.
No, next time. I'm almost wanting you to repeat it.
Yeah, literally.
Like, yeah, period. Oh, sure. Right there.
Right?
Yeah, no, but honestly, it's really, it's mind-blowing because the stuff that I'm really, as I'm saying it out loud, a lot of people that I'm even super close to don't even know this is what I do in the morning. Like, they don't, they'll be like, hey, you want to stay over tonight? And I'm like, no, I don't have my stuff, like my medical stuff for the morning. And they're like, oh, what? And I'm like, yeah, so I'm just going to go home. Like, it's good. Don't even worry about it. And then sometimes I'm like, I'm not going to take up somebody's bathroom for an hour when they don't even know why I'm in there for so long.
Yeah, because you've never explained it to them or whatever it is. Even though you don't need to. It's your business.
So it's like, some people I'm like, yeah, no, like my cousin, for example, I'll go to stay at her house in Duluth for a weekend and all of their kids know what's up. They're like, okay, it's like it's 8, 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. The bathroom door is closed. Everybody use the downstairs bathroom. Auntie Rike is in there, like, and they leave me alone and they let me do my stuff because they know, like, they're young, but they were constantly in and out of the hospital to see me and like stuff like that. So they got to see firsthand the little things I had to do. Even taking a shower sucks.
It's just like such a ordeal, I feel
like. Yeah, like to sit in the shower, it's nice when, excuse me, like able-bodied me would have loved to sit in the shower sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, like just sit back and chill. You just let the water rinse off on you, whatever. But it's not even like that these days. I'm like, they're fast because I don't like to be in there that long, but to have to transfer, these benches aren't always super secure, so I'm like trying not to slip and slide, you know, so I'm like constantly like
on guard,
like watching,
literally.
And trying to make sure no crazy stuff happens while I'm in here. And I'm like, and then on top of that, showers are already, your like ears are hypersensitive to everything else because, you know, you've got seen y'all
it's
seen horror
in there.
Y'all have seen horror movies.
Oh yeah,
you in the shower, something, that's when the stuff happens.
I know, scary. Literally, you're like, I'm stuck in here. You could come grab me in the curtain. That's all I'm saying.
No, for real.
I think about it.
Oh, my gosh. Please. I'm like, mm-mm.
Can I ask you, and I don't want to interrupt in, like, in the part of your story, but what are the correct terms that people should be using when referencing somebody who is not able-bodied?
So for me, I'm like, I like a paraplegic. I don't like disabled because it's like disabled but not really. You know, like, I'm not really disabled. I just don't have the same ability of my legs that you have right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's all, everybody wants to have their own term for things. But, like, I'm already not really big on labels. So I'm like, I'll be like, yeah, I'm just paralyzed. I've never once been like, yeah, I'm just disabled or I'm handicapped. I'll be like, there's a handicapped spot because that's just what we know it to be called.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, but I'm just paralyzed. I'm like, and even, yeah, quadriplegic, paraplegic, whatever it is. Like, people call me a para sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's like, that's
totally appropriate.
Yeah.
So with all these, we're talking about showering and the bathroom in the morning.
Yeah.
What have you done for yourself, like, mentally? Like, how have you flipped your mindset to, like, make this into your new norm? I just want to know how you're doing mentally, like, with everything.
Yeah. So I have a therapist. I actually haven't talked to her in a couple of weeks.
Get on it.
I know. Especially with the winter times coming.
Yeah. She's creeping. So good about being like, you got to go talk to your therapist. Like, you got to stay
on. And yet I still need to find one, but it's okay.
Boom.
But seriously.
Yeah, no. Facts.
We all did that at the same time too. Like,
yeah. But like, so my therapist, she became my therapist when I first was in the hospital, and she's in a wheelchair. Oh, so
amazing.
Me and her, we vibed right away. I will never go see anybody else. Like, she's more like my family. Like, she keeps me on my P's and Q's, though. That's for sure. Like, she doesn't let me slack.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that a couple weeks ago, like, I was going through, like, a hard time. So it was easy for me to push back from her because I knew she would be like, what you're doing right now is not going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that. But, self-destructive behavior. When you're sad, you do things that, you know, I'm not going to have you judge me right now. Like, let me get over it. I'll hit you up in a couple of weeks, and I'll be like, hey, last week I did whoop, 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 you know? So I talk to her. I go to the gym. I do physical therapy. Like, I am constantly outside in the sun. I hang out with my friends. I've spent a lot of time on lakes this year. Like, I got a paddleboard.
Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, so I just be I lay out one. Lay out on in the middle of the lake with some of my friends and sip Trulies if that's what these people bring.
Maybe Trulies or whatever, or Bud Light seltzers or whatever you want.
Next time I'm gonna be like, oh, that's what this is, that kind of party.
Seriously, I love that.
So that keeps you feeling good.
I'm super social, so like I like to be in social settings. Like I sitting at home all day, racking my brain, don't even know what else to do.
That's what gets hard, I feel like, is when you get in your own head and you start
and that's
to
where
think
the winter time is hard, because snow, going through snow in a wheelchair when people aren't staying on top of their shoveling,
that's
I'm like, yeah,
maybe you move in the winter.
And that's I was literally telling my mom I'm gonna have to get a winter home so I can skeet out of there, because I love our summers, I love our falls.
It's gorgeous,
but the winter,
they're bad.
It's just not even worth it.
They're bad.
It's bad for us. I think of, you know, that's hard.
It is hard
that you can't like go outside.
You know, so I'm like, I'll be sitting on my patio or on my deck, shovel it off so I can sit out there, and I'm just like, look at all that snow and nobody's shoveling anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, give me a shovel and I will do that shit.
Literally, you're like, I'll do it. What is the most annoying thing? And I remember when we talked kind of before this, I was like, I'm going to ask you this question. Mm-hmm. So know that it's coming. What is the most annoying thing or like inappropriate thing that people do when they're around you, or like what doesn't make you feel like good, like anybody?
So it's kind of like a double-edged sword. So some people may see me and be like, oh, she needs help, and then just try to help me. But I'm the type that if I need help, like, I'm going to ask for it. So people will take it upon themselves to, here, let me grab this or let me do this. And I'm like, whoa, like, I got it. And I don't want to discourage anybody from helping somebody that needs it. But I don't generally struggle. So I'm like, I don't need help putting my chair up in the car. I don't need, you know, until I'm straight up like, hey, bro, can you grab this for me? Mm-hmm. Like, so it's one of those things where if you come and ask me if I need help carrying my basket at the grocery store, are you going to ask that able-bodied man over there if he needs help carrying his basket? Because why'd you come up to me?
Mm-hmm. It makes you feel different or like watched almost.
Yeah, like everybody's over here like, oh, is she going to need something? Like when I go get Sebastian his cat food, his food is on the top shelf. Mm-hmm. And they want to follow me back there. I'm like, nope, I got it. Pop up, reach down, and I grab that. And they're just like, I'm like, I have long arms. I utilize what I'm long. And if I wasn't, I don't know how I would have made it this long.
Like, yeah, literally.
Because, man, I'm just...
You're the type of person that would ask for help, is what you're saying. It's like some of these other people, they just expect to be helped. And
I'm like...
Yeah, you'll do it.
Like, straight up, I'll be like, hey, excuse me, can you actually push this cart around for me while I grocery shop? Like, if my brother can't come with me. I have people.
I'll be real right now. Like, when you were coming into this room, I knew you had the soda can. And I was like, should I carry it? And I decided to myself, I thought she would ask if she wanted me to. So I didn't touch it. So that went through my head before we got in this room.
See, just that simple. Because like even then, I'm sitting right here and I'm like, oh, I got to charge my phone. Ellie's right here. Hey, Ellie, can you, you know, because I know you're just right here. I'm not going to roll over there if I don't have to.
Yeah,
like it exerts way more energy for me to do that than to fix my lips to ask for help for a second.
Exactly. Have you felt like with your new change of life and everything, are like the normal day-to-day tasks that you've always had your entire life through all your 20 years, are they more exhausting or do you feel like you're more exhausted?
Yeah, that is it. I exert way more energy than I ever thought I would, because everything's mental and physical. Like to walk, you don't have to think about taking a step left, right. For me, I'm like, okay, so if this ground or this floor is uneven, I'm like, okay, I got to shift this. I got to do this, like get over, we pop a wheelie because I know that my front casters aren't going to be able to get over this bump, like,
and to look cool,
you know,
and
exactly.
it's always the wheelies.
I want to see some wheelies.
I do too.
Later I will wheelie on up out of here.
Yes. How accessible is Minneapolis? Sorry, I'm just throwing all these questions because these are all things I was curious about.
I don't spend a lot of time in Minneapolis, but like
I guess Minnesota, I should
like
say.
Where we are right here, love it, love this area. Mm-hmm. It's becoming more progressive, like a lot of places are now, and so like it makes it a lot easier. But like really go downtown, like where I live in Eagan is pretty accessible. Apple Valley, like the suburbs are generally accessible. But even if they're not, steps don't stop me either.
Yeah, you're going to make it happen.
I'm like, yeah. Wow. I love that. I'm up there. When I got out the hospital, I moved to my mom's split level. I had a room in the basement. So when everyone's at work and I'm just at home by myself and I'm ready to leave, I would literally crawl halfway up the stairs, grab my wheelchair, put it on the platform at the front door, scoot the rest of the stairs up, get in my chair, open the door, and then bounce down the stairs out.
Are you
And then once
serious?
I did that, I'm out the house for the day.
You're like, see ya. I don't need anyone's help.
I'm like, I'm not coming back for the rest of the
see,
day.
See, that's badass.
You are the epiphany of taking what you have and living your life and continuing on and just pushing fucking forward and just being like, you know what? I was served this. This is what my destiny was supposed to be. I'm going to keep rolling and doing my thing. Like, yes. It does not matter.
Keep rolling,
you
baby.
Keep, exactly. You keep on doing you.
Keep rolling.
You are like... Your Amazing. Mindset is just something I've never experienced before. You are so easy to be around and you're just so light and you know more than anybody. You know,
I think we just became the three best friends anybody could have.
Patrick, please.
How's the recovery going? Will you like, cause I see you, you know, you're moving,
my legs move. Yeah.
Give us the update.
So my muscles are super active. I do squats and physical therapy. Like they have it set up to where I'm physically, like I'm building and maintaining muscles in my legs.
That is awesome.
So they call them spasms, but my muscles literally do what, like I can contract them, but it's just, I can't control when it happens. So like, they're like, put your foot down, like pedal to the metal. I can think it and then my foot might do it. And then if it doesn't do it right then a couple minutes later, then it'll finally connect and my foot will go down.
No way. Are you reteaching?
So it's like I have to, so the bullet is in my spine. The bullet is currently in my T10 vertebrae in my spine. So the way that they explained it is that I have to rebuild my nerves around it like a roundabout. So I just have to keep doing all this stuff to keep my mind going.
Create those neurological pathways. Yeah.
Exactly. You know what you're talking about.
Connections.
Yes.
Wow.
All the connections.
But that even in itself, that like piece of like, all I got to do is create a roundabout.
That's it. You know, like it's a minor inconvenience, but if I have to,
I'll do it.
But I'm going to do it because there's nowhere else to go. But
dirty details.
You're one of the most badass people I've ever.
Can you feel your vagina? No.
I cannot.
You cannot.
I cannot. And it.
So you haven't had an orgasm in a while.
For four long years.
You're kidding me.
Your nipples, you still have feeling
yes,
in your nipples.
Yes, I do. And it's literally, I talked about this with my therapist because I can still, like, even though I can't feel down there, everything is mental. So like my brain,
sensitive there, I bet now.
Yes.
My God. Okay. Cause we talked about this with the OBGYN too.
Oh, yes.
How it doesn't always have to be down and wherever.
Yeah.
It can be wherever on your body that turns you on.
One orgasm from my nipples.
Oh.
Only. So maybe there's hope there.
Okay.
Work
on
it.
I'm going to have to get, I'm going to have to, you know,
get busy. You're going to have to work on it.
Yeah,
work
get,
at it.
Get busy. That's the one thing though that drove me nuts is I was like, man, I really lost feeling at 22. Like, why did I not have a host stage with my friends?
Yeah, you're like, come on.
Like, why did I not?
We all need the host stage.
You know, I'm like,
it.
Man, I didn't have sex till I was 18. I'm
like,
why
was I good? When I was 10. Yeah, you're like, why was I good?
Why was I a good kid? Why did I care about my sports? But granted, I didn't come out till I was 17 years old.
Yeah,
so
true.
Really.
Junior year in high school. Yeah. So
didn't give myself a lot of chances, but had a lot of chances.
There you go.
And if you're making a detour for your legs, neurons, like there's all like you never know. Like I think
I'm gonna make a full recovery. I can feel it in my bones. I don't care what the doctors say because they can't tell me anything. No. You don't even know. My body is not like the next person's body.
Yeah.
And you feel your body. You are your body. You're in it every day. You know it.
Yeah. And
say that
so
again.
You keep doing that.
Say it again. Manifest it.
Manifest. I'm gonna make a full recovery.
Hell yes.
Like, there's nothing that's gonna stop me. There's nothing that's gonna stop me.
The thing is your mindset is everything, and I 1000% believe you when you say it, and I know it to be true. Like already, just from like what we know about you and everything like that. You're badass. I'm as badass as they come. I am too. This is like
hard to be. You're amazing.
You're just like a light. I can't. Yeah. One thing that you've learned from your entire experience, from where you are right now, like one thing that you can share with anybody out there who's struggling, who's wherever they're at in their life.
Know who actually cares about you, because I was a trending topic on Twitter when I first, like I was trending on Facebook, Twitter, all over the news. People were trying to kick it with me, and half of the people that were around me, I don't even talk to this day.
So they were in it for the clout for 2 seconds.
You know, like there was even a time like there was this girl that actually confessed to her friend who is now my best friend. Mm. So I got the information from her. She said, yeah, I don't even really like girls. I was just talking to Rakea because I wanted the clout. I must have been, whoa, like what do you, this is not, I'm not popular in something that you would want to be popular with.
That's don't make light like, don't of something
make it,
that's...
And that's like my life changed in a way that you're never going to understand. And you're over here just trying to be arm candy.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Like my mom even said, she's like, you're the cute girl in a wheelchair. Make sure you can pick and choose who's really there and who's not.
How do you filter that out? Like if someone is wondering who really cares, like how have you figured it out?
So I'm kind of a send off. And so if somebody's persistent enough to be like, no, like I really want to kick it. I want to know more about you, or like even people who I run into at the bar. If you are, well, really anywhere, if I meet you somewhere specifically and that's the only place I ever see you, we don't kick it outside of that. We don't anything. I'm not going to look at you like you're my friend. Mm-hmm. Like, because what do you know about me other than what I've told you in whatever setting I met you in?
Yeah. Right.
You know, like if we're not going on walks when it's nice out, or going to catch a drive-in movie, something, you know, like just like kick anything. It outside something that is not, oh, it's just a Friday night, like I went out, you know, like that's not authentic to me. So like for me, it's just a lot of communicating and trying really people. If you let people talk, they will talk themselves into a hole. So if you just keep them going, you will find out somebody's true intentions straight off bat.
You'll know. You just gotta dig.
Yeah, you know. Okay. They'll just then eventually you'll be like, oh, that's the way you think, huh? That's how your mind operates.
You're like, oh, I heard that. I heard that.
You let them talk, okay. You listen, and then you can kind of read through it.
Yeah. Like read straight up, like, whoa.
Red flag.
Didn't like that. Yeah. Literally, this is not a carnival.
Can I ask one final question before we move into our straight candid stories, mm-hmm. straight candid moment? What would you tell somebody right now, just like anything, that if they are going through a huge life change, like something that's going to change their life forever, and they're, you know, they're that first feeling that you've felt before, what would you tell them?
Just as hard as it is, you literally have to stay positive. You cannot, once your mind catches a bit of negativity on that, it's a snowball effect. It's rolling. And then you're just over here like, oh my gosh, like my life is really never going to be the same. And this is this and this and this. And you're just panicking and you're giving yourself anxiety for nothing. So like for me, it was stay positive and find my tribe. It's literally, you cannot survive on this earth by yourself. That is, you cannot. There's no way. You have to find people like-minded, people that are going to push you and keep you going, make you uncomfortable, do all this extra stuff, because those are the people that are going to keep your mind away from what is messing with you. Yep. So like I'm constantly on about, like I just came from a barbecue.
Oh my gosh,
you're fucking run around.
I am you never home. That's why I have a cat.
That's why you have a cat.
So even when instead you are alone, so at home, you're not alone.
Exactly. Yeah, he's my emotional support guy. You're amazing. That's my little son.
That was perfect. That I wanted to, I like felt that when you said that. Really, I was like, felt holy that too. Shit. Wow. God.
We'll end with a little positive note too, but we always do these straight candid stories that listeners write in. So we'll kind of share some funny stories. We can get our takes. We also have some people write in advice questions that we answer for them. So welcome to our straight candid stories presented by Bud Light Seltzer. Every week you guys write in and tell us your craziest stories that need to be shared. We reminisce on these crazy candid stories from the past, just as Bud Light Seltzer will have you reminiscing on their new Tada variety pack and nostalgic flavors available now for a limited time. And ooh. I mean a limited time. Summer's almost over, so get your hands on those.
Go get it.
So here we are sharing your experiences to make mistakes more laughable, moments more relatable, and candidness more coming.
Boom.
So we usually have listeners write in. We have a few good listener ones, but I know that our producer, Adam, has a good one to share from his past weekend, maybe a few. And then Jackson, you have one to share too, right?
From a listener. Two candid stories, hashtag straight candid moments. Why am I like struggling right now? And then a straight candid advice. So
love it.
Adam, hit us.
Take it away.
Take it away, Adam.
So I was going to share one from like the last weekend. I got hit on by a 36-year-old lady. So
ooh,
that,
okay.
That was new.
But did I, you Adam, follow
no,
through?
No.
All right, all right.
It was a red flag. But the actual story I wanted to share was from a couple of weeks ago. So I have an elderly gentleman on my street, and he's in his 80s, and he has COPD. So last summer, I spent it working for him, and I just do like his yard work, I garden for him, all these things. Well, a couple of weeks ago, he asked me to take out his window AC unit because somebody was coming to paint and he needed it out or whatever. So I went to go help him. You know, you're trying to do something nice for somebody else and help out. And he's like trying to tell me, or he's telling me how to do it. And I've put it in for him before. So I was like, I'm a pro at this. Like, oh, don't worry about it. But it was stuck. And so I moved the window up an inch and the whole thing just fell out of his window. Smashed onto the ground like a full, it was probably like 10 feet.
It's like, God damn it, Adam!
No, we were both just silent for like 15 seconds, and I just stared at the window like that.
No.
Nice job.
No.
Proud of you.
I was so,
what did he say? Did he have a witty comment right after?
He was just like, well, you gotta go get it.
Nice job.
I was like, yeah, I felt so bad. Yeah,
let me go get it.
I'm still mad at myself.
Was it done? It was done, right?
It's broken.
Yeah. Okay.
To be honest, though, like you were doing something nice. You were doing your best. A
for
effort.
You didn't mean to. You shouldn't have gotten cocky, though, and said you know how to do it.
No, I know. That was the worst. That like just adds to it all.
What is he gonna get a new window unit now?
Yeah, I saw it in my like the back of my dad's truck, but he's an awesome guy because he like told, he's like, no, it wasn't
I'm
him.
So excited.
He didn't tell anybody.
Aww. Oh, he didn't. Oh, he kept it a secret for you
because
he probably
until
knew you felt.
Until you share it with thousands of people on the
literally
podcast.
Right now as everyone's listening.
Yeah. Nice. All right, sorry, Jackson.
You kill me, Adam. Oh
okay,
my
so
God, Jackson,
mine is
up?
A listener story.
Okay,
and
I love
how
listening.
You like clarify that. You're like, this is not me.
Oh, yeah. Oh no, this is one I want to clarify on too. This is not me. And they sent it in as an audio again, which I love. But when I'm trying to relay, it's like, God, like what are the details? So bear with me.
Okay.
I know. I always tell people, please don't send audios in because we can't reshare it.
We might
text
send an
it.
Audio to you, but
please,
so we can
it.
Like say funny stuff and whatever. But yeah.
And some of the details might not be exact, but. I'll
close
just give
enough.
The gist of
Better.
It. Yeah, exactly.
Close
not
enough.
Sharing their name anyway. So this person was kind of shared with me how he started, or he was dating his girlfriend, and they both went long distance going to college, and they would send videos of themselves, you know, kind of getting off to one another back
Love.
And forth between, because
sexy.
It was long distance.
Yeah, we get it.
Turns
sexy.
Out, I don't know if it was like Thanksgiving break or one time they were back home, and she was telling him a story from the first semester how she had gotten a minor. And her parents were like, hey, like, that's on you. We're not paying for this. You got to come up with however many $100 it is. Otherwise, like, drop out of school or something. Because they are pissed. Something
drop
like that.
Oh, yeah. They were like, I'm not having it.
No, they're like, we're not helping you at all. And she comes back to her parents just like maybe one or two days later. She's like, hey, I got like the $800, $700, however much it was. And they didn't really ask how she got it. Her boyfriend was like, so how'd you get it? Ends up, she sold one of the videos of him to a porn site.
No.
Without
of him?
Asking. Of him.
Oh, my God.
Like, whacking off or something.
Stop.
And immediately, like, made some money on it, too, I think.
To pay off the ticket. I'm like, I'm so confused.
That.
Excuse me, what?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm more in shock because porn sites are usually more, apted for men watching women. But the fact that she used his,
she's like, fuck it, I'm not going to be in it.
And like, where do you get that idea
yours.
From?
What?
Just like,
she literally was scrounging for money and didn't think like, let's check the sofa. She thought, let's go to pornhub.com and sell a video.
Like, boom. And I don't know which website or whatever.
So you're telling me that I could make
Don't even
get her started.
Honey,
doing what I do every day.
Honey Bunches Oats, I will lock your little chastity belt so tight you won't even be able to breathe. I swear to God.
Jokes on jokes. I would never. Just had to.
So they are or they are not together?
He said like it was maybe a week or two after that and they were done.
Wait, he stayed for a week.
Talk about a deal breaker. Like, you don't even ask. You just do that. And he's like, oh, yeah, by the way. And he says it's still up there, out there. Like, it doesn't go
Raquel,
away.
Raquel, what are your thoughts on this?
She has to go.
Seriously.
Maybe we'll be here for another week.
Yeah, what?
And no, it's. You did what? The door. I'm not going to finish it. It's exit stage left
you
right
go.
Now. That's it. That's all.
Exit you did it to yourself.
You did it to yourself.
That you was, wrote yeah, that for
you
yourself.
You had me messed up.
Wow.
And where's my cut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
Matter of fact, where is my money?
Where's the money
that
I
do?
Clearly, like, earned.
I'm suing her.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, seriously.
Get smart. A good lawyer.
Yeah, is that illegal?
Like, it has to be.
I don't think. Oh, wait. It's
well, no,
because
he sent it.
Or wait.
I don't know.
Well,
and I guess. Well, I think
he wasn't
over
a minor.
18,
yeah.
No, so. I guess I don't
Wait,
know the details.
Wait, he wasn't?
But
over
no, he was.
Oh,
he was.
I'm about
he was,
to
he was over 18. They're both in college.
Oh, my God. I almost passed out for the second time this episode. I'm like, I'm going to... You just look over. I'm done.
Gave her too many heart attacks.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, okay, I am sweaty pits again. Okay, let's dive into a little advice. I can't believe that happened. Like, I'm...
I mean, that's a lot of money.
Flabbergasted.
Yeah. Crazy.
She's still thinking about it.
Somebody's like, the cash.
The money.
Okay, so we had a listener write in a story and ask for advice. So, hashtag straight can advice. I am having a super hard time figuring out how to come out. I know I'm gay. I know to my core, I have known it for years, but I have no idea how to do it. My family and I don't talk about things like this. My parents are not my besties like some people have, and I'm not sure how they will take it. I know that it won't go over very well. Not to mention, I work in a church part-time, and our church has never been for gay people, but I don't want to lose my community or my family. What should I do? Any advice will help me. I know who I am, and I can't take not being my full self anymore. That is horribly, horribly sad, first of all, that they feel that way and they're sitting there feeling like I can't be who I know I am.
It almost seems like she answers her own question when she wrote it, though.
It did.
Okay,
what are you gonna say?
I honestly, family schmamly. Not everybody is meant to be in your life, blood or not. You will find, like, you will literally find the right people for you being yourself in all aspects, you know? So, like, forget the church. You'll find a church that will accept you, you know? Like, not every church is like that. And then your family not being open, then you're opening a door for that communication to allow yourselves to get close or not. And then from that point on, then, you know, then you just make moves.
You make moves.
You can find family.
Yeah, you can find
it.
Yeah, it
doesn't have to be.
You pick your family.
And being your full true self will allow for you to invite mm-hmm. those people in that are supposed to be there.
Exactly.
Yeah. No. That,
oh, good answer, Akaya.
Yeah.
She's good at this.
You're way too good to be. No. You definitely have a podcast that you're not telling us about. That's
yeah,
for friggin'
sure.
Oh, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Oh,
you like how I did that backwards?
Yeah.
You like wink, wink,
wink,
nudge,
wink,
nudge.
Shimmy.
Rikea.
God dang it. We got Rikea. We're sorry. We're literally in awe. We're like,
oh, Rikea.
Is this, like, what, is this what it looks like with the all caps?
Yeah.
Is that what
yes.
it's?
You have been literally the biggest joy to have on sharing your story and doing it on our platform. Like, the only reason we're talking is because it's our platform. This was used for you. This is all yours. This is all your story. You told it to the core, and we're so thankful for that. And more people need to be aware of what happens, like, when you do become a paraplegic, or things change in your life, or something dramatic happens, or you come out, anything. Like, and the fact that you shared all that, you're going to touch so many people. I can't even begin to fathom. Seriously. So thank you for being willing to share it on our space.
Thank you for having me.
And being open about everything. So thanks for answering our crazy questions too. Before we completely wrap up, do you have anything else you want to share with anyone? If not, like, just, you know, share your Instagram where people can connect with you.
Yes. Okay. Well,
so closing notes.
Yes. Closing notes. You can add me on Instagram at Rikea.Jordan and Facebook's Rikea Jordan. Really, honestly, I answer all messages and anything, and answer all questions. But my main thing is just understand your life can really honestly change in a blink of an eye. Don't take what you have right now for granted, because when you lose it, in a way, it's like losing a part of you. Like, I had to rebuild myself and revamp, because the person that I was 4 years ago is not the person that I am today. And I'm never going to be that person again. So it's like something that you just have to allow yourself to understand, that every day is a blessing. You're it's not a privilege. And walking sure isn't a privilege. Having a loving family, not everybody does have that, you know? So like, to have a safe space, you just have to put yourself out there, take that step. The only way to grow is by making yourself uncomfortable. So you just have to take that step.
Do it.
God. Gratefulness is key.
Gratefulness. Yes, gratefulness.
Thank you, Rekaya.
Rekaya, yes. Thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you.
God.
Wow, amazing. Amazing. Thank you so much.
I can't. I know. I don't want to end it. I don't even want to say anything. I know. I'm like, I was going to be like, and follow us. And I don't even care if you follow us. God damn it. Go follow Rekaya. Yes, learn some more.
Follow me.
Learn today. Thank you guys for being
thank
here.
Thank you. Thanks, Back you, Pocket Productions, Adam Jackson. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks for being here.
Bye.
Talk to you next week.
Boom.
Boom. Oh my gosh. That was amazing. Boom. You killed that.
Boom, 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 and then I go, boom, boom, boom,
let me say, well,
well.
You guys are ridiculous.
Yay!